Om Shanti, very warm welcome and good morning, brother.
Bridge Mohan. Om Shanti.
We took up this topic, introversion, at the time of completion. We wanted to tie together the speciality of this auspicious month of January, which is introversion, and also the time, we could have said the year of completion, but we want you to comment on that. So we're just saying the time, which is what Baba has been suggesting to us very much recently. So first, we will ask you to help us understand introversion, and then after that, we'll ask you to shed a little bit of light on this time of completion. And
my request is that you speak a little slow.
Speak a little slowly.
I have got 80% of your words.
Okay.
I will get used to it after some time.
Okay.
You have said something about introspection.
Yeah, introversion.
Introversion.
And then time of completion.
Time of completion. Right.
So I will slow down. My first question, brother. Double foreigners usually think of introversion as someone who is distant and withdrawn and not part of the community.
I see.
But you're not that way. You're very friendly and humorous, so, and engaged with others. So we would like you to explain to us what introversion means to you.
I see. Om Shanti. Baba says, topic is not so important. Your position should be state should be top class, and I am also wearing a top on my head, and I am very happy to meet you because of this excuse of interview. So my main purpose is to meet you, and whatever you have collected by introversion during this Baba's month up to today, that is for 16 complete days. So will you please open your inner prayers and let us have fragrance of it. If all of us open our inner prayers from so many continents here together, I think the secret of introversion will be open to all of us. Now, I don't know, I have not been much in the West, so I do not know that if a person is isolated or the person is withdrawn or he is like a recluse, then you call that person introvert. Every person is introvert when it is needed. The thing is, no one can be introvert like the one who has been described forever, for all the time. Because we are very much in the bodies, and you may close your eyes, you may put fingers in your ears, still, if a person is not introvert, will keep on thinking about external things. I have just now, yesterday, returned from Dubai. And Dubai is like a children's Disneyland. You know, even all aged people also, they go here and there, and they see things. Now, if I had seen those things, like an extrovert, right now, even if I close my eyes and ears, I will be seeing those things only. So, the best way to be introvert is to be detached while we are in the world, watching all things, doing what is necessary, and not going beyond that. So all people, when they are unconcerned or disconcerned about things, they naturally don't see, even if they are seeing. Now here also, so many souls are sitting. I don't know, but whether they are all present here by their mind or not, only they know. Some may be thinking about tomorrow's program, when Baba will come, whether Baba will come, not come, we have come from such distances, or other things. They have some other requirement like change of currency, whatever, I don't know. But all of us are physically sitting here, but by mind, everyone knows where they are. And there are some souls who get into auto mode, which means to say that if you want to be mentally keep away, while you are physically here, you start nodding like this. The speaker will think this person is the most attentive. So therefore, it is possible for a person to be introvert all the time if they want, and not to be introvert if they don't want. Ultimately, it is their objective, focus, state of mind. That is the thing. You are where your mind is.
So then, what is our objective in introversion? Because you suggested it's possible to be introverted, but still possibly waste my mind thought, my time.
But when we want to be more concerned about something, then we naturally withdraw. Say you have lost your passport or your keys of the room, then whatever, even a cultural program is going on and your eyes are watching it, ears are listening to music, but you will be much more concerned about that thing. And sometimes a person stops thinking and then gets the idea where my passport was. If you think more, that is the power of silence. Most things are remembered, which are in our subconscious or unconscious mind, when you are in silence. Many times you will experience at Amrit Vela, certain things will come to your mind which were not in your mind normally. So that tells us that if we start our day or spare time with little bit of going inwards, so many dimensions will come to our mind. The spread thoughts will get concentrated, and then in complete silence, we can, first of all, we are not consuming the energy of thought, and secondly, we get the power to remember things, remember our focus and other things, which helps us to save time, energy, for rest of the time quite some time. Like you take out a ice cold thing from your fridge, so it remains cold for quite some time. It's like that.
Prajmohan Bhai, we are practicing silence for 3 days to prepare for meeting Baba. Is silence the same as introversion, or are they a little bit different?
This is a very good question. In silence is much deeper and entirely different from introspection. Because in introspection, still the mind is working. It may be working on a fewer things, still it is working. Silence is going back to our original state, which means neither my physical body nor any other physical body or object, nor my any of relationships, not even my subtle body is remembered, which means to say I become just a soul. That is silence. And that is very powerful, because anything concentrated to the extent of a point becomes very powerful, becomes like seed of all the expanse, like that.
So maybe at the end you can take us into an experience of this. Thank you for clarifying. And when we practice the avyak stage then, what would that be called, if not silence?
Avyak stage is where there is no sound, but there is movement. So the difference between awake stage and awake stage is obvious. Many souls want to know how I can understand, speak without sound and move, do things. So for that, I think dream is the best example. When a person is dreaming, there is no sound, but everything is understood, whether it is fear or excitement, whatever. So it means the body is lying, but the subtle body is functioning. So much so that if there are any desires or any expectations or wishes in the subconscious, they will translate into the whole story. Sometime a policeman is chasing you, sometime I am falling from a rooftop, and so on. So that shows that avyakta stage has movement, but there are two types of avyakta stage. One is angelic avyakta stage, the other is avyakta stage of the ghost, the Holy Ghost or whatever you may call. So the difference between the two is both are very powerful. But the angel is benign and is a well-wisher and only will do good, because its nature is that. And then it will not stick on or stay at any place for any period of time. It will move on. The ghost, on the other hand, is also powerful. But the difference is, once it enters, it stays there, it possesses. And then it has to be with great power and force, it has to be taken out. So if we see, even in our physical body, all the five big hosts, they enter without your permission. And once they enter, they are likely to stay on, even sometime keep you away from your essential things. They are so possessive also. And they overtake everything, your time, your energy, even your eyes, ears, legs, everything they possess. So they will want you to go the way the particular ghost wants. So we have to shift from that ghost to that angel. So that all type of movement is between the corporeal and the subtle. And once we become subtle with angelic qualities, then that soul, the seed state, is easier to realize and to stay in it for a longer time.
So gross to subtle to seed.
Yes.
Is this ghost form common? Is it common? I don't hear too much about that.
I have not understood.
Is it common for this kind of ghost-like possession?
Common.
Does it happen often?
No, it is a combination of so many things. The ghost is not, we don't call just anger as ghost. Those have been analyzed to make it simple to understand. Otherwise, if I have anger, Baba has said, I also have body consciousness, ego, greed, maybe so many things. But the basic thing is, ghost-like state means my conscience, my mind is out of my control. The idea is, anything which makes you do things not the way I want to do, and when I want to do things, I can't get it done. That is the ghost-like stage. So if we compare Golden Age with Iron Age, you will find in Golden Age, everything happens, everything, at the right time. If we have to close this interview at 12:15, we will do at 12:15 sharp. I'm giving example, not reminding you. Right time. Then at the right place. Once we are finished here, someone catches me in the stairs, no, I want this or that. Or there is a good singer, but start singing at midnight, like that. Time, place is wrong. So everything at the right time, right place, and in the right manner. This is also important. So that is the fruit of introversion or angelic stage. In contrast to that, today, anything can happen. Anything. To anyone, anytime and anywhere. See what a contrast. Nothing is in our control. We are all guided and goaded by situations. Not that I not only create this situation, I am already in a comfortable situation. Which means my eyes in the Golden Age will see only what is to be really seen, which has a purpose. And only that much as is to be seen. I will eat only what is to be eaten at the proper time And only that, neither more nor less, not a bit more, not a bit less. Therefore there is perfection. Because the whole machinery, nature, body, seasons, all good things, they are happening. If we create one little disturbance, then the perfection will change. That is why Baba says, even this body there, we don't feel ever that we are dying or we are frightened of death, because there it is acquired and left at the proper time when the being is prepared for it to get into new. So there is no excitement, no sorrow, nothing, complete balance. So that comes, Baba wants us to do that. So earlier, to control our mind, Baba said three stages. Even Brahma Baba, when left body, gave us this mantra, that in your incorporeal state, you are neither subtle nor corporeal. When I went to Dubai, my Indian rupee had no value. My Indian mobile had no value. It doesn't work there. When I come to India, everything is activated. Okay. So like that, subtle, incorporeal is incorporeal. And subtle is subtle. When I am in subtle, neither I am incorporeal nor physical. When I am physical, I am not the other two. Which means, to practice, to make myself detached, separate myself, what I call bodiless stage or karmati, so many words are given. So it means my practicing, I am sitting here, my intentionally practicing to go and sit there in a subtle form. Physical body is here, but in subtle form I am sitting there. You know, any morph, many morph photos, they show the speaker also in the audience. Mm. So if I practice there, you will enjoy. Because to appear at your wish and to disappear is like magic. What a magician does, he does the same thing. Mm. He makes things which are not there to appear, and those who exist to disappear. And this is very useful to us. Supposing somebody is saying bad words for me, insulting me. If I disappear and let him insult, and after time when I see he is over, he is tired, I reappear and I say, how do you do? So I will be saved. So like that, this is, but what happens when you are super glued to the body and not the other way? Non-stick. So what happens when somebody is insulting, I lend more ear and I get into trouble. So same thing, these three stages Baba told the Brahmins to practice. But now Baba says, in the latest Murli, that you have to think of your golden age. In so many words Baba has said, even to me Baba specifically said, you are sitting in Delhi, but think of the new kingdom. It applies to all of us. Mm-hmm. Which means we have to be now in that stage where everything happened at the right time, right place. In the So whatever knowledge or power we have collected, all of us have collected over the year. But we have been collecting for the rainy day and not putting into use. So Baba says, the rainy day has come. It may be rain or fire, doesn't matter. Because there is rain of virtues and blessings, and also rain of water, and it can be a rain of fire also. But the rainy day, is Baba has said, is now about to come, all of us know. From various dimensions you show it. So far that, whatever we have kept in store, we should use. Because there is a time to use also. There is a time to use when you don't have the resource, and there is a time when you have resource you can't use. It always happens. When a person starts life as a young person, there is all the ambition, all the capacity, there is no money. No money. Person can digest things, can run about. And when in the old age one gets the money, they can't use. One becomes diabetic or this and that. So, we are only given the option to use. And whatever we have, we should use. Sometimes we don't use what we have and start thinking of collecting what we don't have. For instance, I don't know Spanish language. And I start thinking that I should learn Spanish language instead of using my own language which is available to me. So likewise, now is the time to use our resources. Baba says, become. We have a lot of knowledge. We have got such knowledge nobody has. But are we using it? So Baba throughout has been saying, get, but to use. The main stress is on using. Because when you use, then it multiplies. So, when Baba says it's the time to end. End means end of ghost, ghostliness. End to all the connections and relations in the ghost world. If somebody wants, a magician wants to take you away from the ghost world, one should be ready to go. But what happens? Magician says, this is my magic bungalow. You can go in all rooms, enjoy. I am going out. But don't enter this particular room. And then what happens? The person will enter only that room and get into trouble. So Baba says, I have given you so much option. We are masters of the three worlds. Nobody can, even in incorporeal world, you can't have feeling of incorporeal world. I won't even know that your soul is next to me there. But now I can. In the golden age also, you do not know about previous period or next. We know all the three. And so many things, but still, we will not see all that film or play all those roles, but be stuck to only this. I belong to Chicago or Delhi, and I am so and so, my neighbor. Others will also make me firm. No, you are only this. So therefore, we have to be in this. We know, we actually know I have to leave this. So when I know I have to leave something, how much attention and care will I pay to it? Only that much. I was in Dubai for 2 days. How much connections I made there? Did I plant a tree, plant that I will eat fruit there? No. So similarly, now it is like that. So Baba says, this also, first resource is this. Other things are connected. You forget this. Then this is I or my, and then suddenly my qualities, my specialities, my intellect, my this, my that, and also my weaknesses, whatever. This my is also connected with this old body, these old relations which are going to finish. So it is good time that somebody tells you your house is on fire, come out and salvage whatever you can. This is the situation. So when Baba says, complete, samapti, this is the finishing time. So we should make you, finishing time does not mean finishing time of the world or change. That is also close. But more than my own, I can leave body any time. So for me, what is the finishing time? Not even this, that Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim are talking, I should carefully watch when it is going. No, it means this. This is our ancestors did, mama did, mother did, she did. First of all, consider every breath to be your last breath. And she did so, and she became angelic like that. Mm.
Thank you for that complete answer.
And then Baba says also, you can replace it. I the body with I the Baba's child soul. My specialty is no Shrimat. Mm. And I use as per Shrimat. In recent Murli Baba has said, what is your sustenance of father through all relations? You are my father, mother, teacher, brother, guide. Baba says in one word, Shrimat. I mix up everything and give you the benefit of all the relations through my Shrimat. There will be, guidance, there will be help, all those things in Shrimat. So Baba and Shrimat completes the dose for us. Mm-hmm. Then Baba says, move from subtle region to Paramdham, from there to Golden Age, and visualize what we will be like in the Golden Age, how it will be like. It's a long, long period. Even one watches a 2-hour film, one gets lost. But it is a 1,250 years of film, a very good film. And then Baba says, if not that, then you come to confluence, which is the best period. Enjoy that. And if not that, go to Madhuban. Go to your family, subtle region, so many things. See the deities, see the... So instead of seeing that film, again, for some reason, we get back to our ghost bungalow, which is this one, and only see very little through this.
So thank you again for that very complete answer. I would like to follow up with a couple of points that you made in that answer.
Yes.
And one is, you said that when you sit in Delhi, you visualize the new Delhi. And sometimes when we double foreigners visualize the Golden Age, we're not sure what to focus on. What about it? What about the Golden Age should we be invoking? Could you share your experiences?
First of all, we should forget the word double foreigners. We should forget the word my city. Why so? Because one can think globally and act locally. This was the WHO slogan 2000 years. Because we cannot be everywhere, even Baba is not everywhere. But we can enjoy everything of everywhere. So when people said, look, see God in everything, it meant see God in the creation, the beauty of the Creator in creation. People took it the other way around. Now, visualizing Golden Age, that is the oldest possible sight to be seen. So instead of artificially bringing Sri Lakshmi and Narayan and so on, simple thing is, Golden Age, as I told you, by definition, the most attractive and beautiful and sort of pulling state of anything which one feels like, that is Golden Age. So each one can visualize that I am playing there, I am seeing anything of this world, you can convert into Golden Age. When I see big multi-story skyscrapers made of best granite and glass, first of all I think it is not their own money. It must be some insurance company or a bank using other people's money and making it. Nobody can be their own money. Secondly, they say that our ancestors during the Stone Age lived in stone caves. Okay? And the deities of the Golden Age lived in bejeweled golden palaces. So I have gone everywhere and found today people are living in Stone Age and in stone pigeonholes, and also they select the best stone they feel like. Some select black or some select white. I went there, they said the marble here has been for the mosque has been brought from Russia. They are very happy. This thing has been brought from Belgium and so on. So I muse. So after all, it is made of stone. So they are in Stone Age. And we can, as I see that, so what I see, I compare. Even this, they stud it with only small stones only. And they think, oh, so nice studding of with the stones. So we change it into Golden Age. Look what it is like. They are putting artificial light, artificial gems, everything artificial. And they are cleaning it. So many people are all the time in Golden Age. Do you think there will be any dust or any waste? No. Because there is no waste thought. Here we have to spend so many thoughts to do a little bit. Mm-hmm. We think we are very intellectual. We put so many thoughts about its consequences, what will happen, past, present, future. And then we do a bit. There, a single thought will result in what you want. Why so? Because here we have practiced. Mm-hmm. And not only practice, but Baba says, through your practice, you have also made others to do that. So that is the multiplier effect, that is the income we have got. Mm-hmm. And that helps us. You know, there was a recent Murli, if you save your breath, you will get this. If you save your time, you will. So many points were written. So all those things are visualizing the Golden Age. And maybe if you get that divine insight, Baba may show reflections of this, but we can intellectually capture it. The only condition is, don't venture back into the Iron Age. We are very much in this. Mm. That's all.
Okay. So that's our vision of the future. I would like to now go to the past a little bit, because you spent time with Brahma Baba, and Brahma Baba showed us how to do everything you're describing, prepare for the last moments. Did he have practices which you observed, or did he give you drills or help you so that the children also could prepare for that final exam?
Well, definitely, I was with the corporeal Brahma Baba for at least 16 years. Not right from the beginning, but the final 16 years. So what I found, that Brahma Baba will make us forget what I am and remember what I am not. This was Baba's overall method, because otherwise we are very much conscious of what I am. Whatever you may say, I have a male body, so I will be, wherever I go, I will think I am a male person, I am a male, whatever. I behave like that. Or I am now aged, but I was young boy. So Baba will first of all tell you, You are not this. Even a baby, Baba will tell, this baby is not a baby. It has got sanskaras of so many births. That is why, although the organs are small, but all the old sanskaras are in the baby. As soon as the organs will grow, it will reflect. Like a small snake or a small lion, a cub, you treat it like a cat. But then, 1 year you will write to your friend, my cat has grown this much. 3rd year you won't be able to write anything. So like that. So Baba, like that. If there is a rich person, Baba will say, you have to give up this your richness. Otherwise it is very difficult for a rich person to go to the golden age. As difficult as a camel entry through the needle of eye of the needle, because it is really so. Unless I entirely think that this world is full of sorrow, all sorrow, nothing but sorrow, I will be attracted to it. So, and Baba will tell them to shed extra weight. The thing in this world is, certain things obvious to us we accept. Subtle things only Baba gives us the eye to accept. If somebody, an angel tells us, I will increase your body weight by 4 times to all of us, will we agree to that?
No.
And if he says, we will increase your money by 4 times then?
Then maybe.
See, so although both are weight, but this I feel like and that I don't know. Similarly, what you are, Baba will say you are not, and that was a fact. So this is number one. And then Baba will mix up with everyone by bringing in himself the sanskaras. If Baba is meeting an old mata from a village, Baba knows that this mother from a village has much more affection for Baba than many people who say, my dear Baba. She will, all the period, she will collect little bit of, say, pulses from the household, keep them and tie them in her sari, and little bit of sugar and a little box of ghee. So Baba will love them like, Baba says, this soul understands more than others who intellectually only understand. Number two, Baba was very, very active, totally, all the time. I have never seen Baba taking sleep. When all are sleeping, Baba will get up and go to the watchman and ask, how are the things? So, any time you go, Baba is lying. In other words, Baba was able to refresh himself instantly, without, taking real rest. So this is was the capacity, because Baba never felt tired in the first instance. You feel tired only when you are body. Or you think of tiredness. I have also noticed it. In subtle region there is no night and day. Do you think any angel will be tired?
No.
Even the ghost is not tired. So he may tire you.
Especially the ghost.
No, both of them. So therefore, this thing Baba practiced. And then Brahma Baba also, although had the advantage that Shiva Baba came in Brahma Baba, made Brahma Baba more responsible. Because when so much is at stake and you are to do that, you become more responsible. So that responsibility also carries with it certain obligations, which means you cannot work for yourself. Say a person is all by himself, all the time available to him. But if you have 12 children to take care, your time will go. If you are hundreds of children then, so Baba used to say, I only get time at night to remember Shiva Baba, because I have got so much else. But still, understanding that time became precious for Baba. And then Baba did not miss any activity. This I have found in Dadi Janki also. We, to be active at other places, take rest and refresh ourselves so that we can do that on the stage. You see? But Baba won't do that. Baba will, all the time we will be stage for Baba. I also find Baba never at all cared for physical dresses, clothes, this and only for children. Baba says, I am making this room for children. All his life Baba lived in the old house. Because when you are children, you are caring to see that they rise, and that will be my name and fame. So Baba says also, all of us must have children in the sense that we should be responsible for them and then makes our karma better. So many things are there, and Baba has excellent judgment power. Here also our dadis have judgment power. They look very simple, but you know, just one look will tell dadi what this soul is. This will save her time to give the solution to that soul. Just there is a salesman who is not a good salesman. He will show all the wares to the customer, but a shrewd salesman will immediately gauge. This person has this range, will give him only that much. So Baba, I have noted, to me, to my father, to my mother, to my, gave different advice on the first day. And that advice came very useful to us. For instance, to me, I had a younger brother, 2 years younger. Baba told me, what are you doing? I said, Baba, I am studying law and apprenticeship of chartered accountants. Baba said, you complete your studies. My younger brother came. He was only in 12th standard, 12th class. Baba said, you leave your studies. At that point of time, only. And now I find in retrospect, my body is 84 years, I am still there. That boy, after 3 years, he left the body. And in 3 years, Baba got so much service done from him. So you can guess, to my mother, Baba gave another advice, like that. It is because Baba was very focused. And to be focused, you have to be only doing your, minding your own business. Although you are mixing with people, but you can understand this, all of us are mixing with people, but we have depth of relationship depending on our own outlook. Here so many BKs come. Some very careful BKs like to interact with others, not their own group, so that they can get something new. But most of them are comfortable with their own group, their own country. They will eat also together. That you have been doing all through in your own country. What for you are doing it here? Have something new. So it is human nature to be conservative. So here it is, to be Baba's first word was newness, everything new. Anything, any day will pass, there will be something new. Even the Murlis, you will notice, Baba will speak something today, Brahma Baba will do most of homework. Next day, out of that, Baba will bring another point. And another point, like that. Baba enjoyed every situation. Baba said, if there is adverse situation, you will become powerful. If there is favorable situation, you will gain more. More courage and more happiness. Both ways, it is good for you.
Brij Mohan Bhai, you made one very important point for us now, which is you said Brahma Baba was focused because he only minded his own business. And so at the end, he only had 3 words.
Yes.
Did he use those 3 words earlier or only on the 18th? Incorporeal, egoless, viceless.
Baba had used these words many times. But as the last message, which summed up everything, were these. Because these three stages, only at confluence we can practice, and after confluence, when it is the end, they will not be there. So Baba practiced them and reached. And we told us that you also practice, follow me, and you will reach that. Unless we practice these three, we will be stuck up here most of the time. It's a question of how much we shift. So we have now to shift to that. So that is why Baba gave these three stages. And continuously practice this one or the other. Even now we will find most of the time, unless we are careful, we are in this one. Although Baba says when you are speaking jnana, you should have yoga. When you are in meditation, then should only have meditation, and like that. So many things Baba has taught. What to do, where, that is the thing.
With that, I would like to come to the present time. We're meeting Baba tomorrow, somehow.
Yes.
The last meeting we had, you and Nirvairbhai, at the last meeting, Baba didn't want to speak very much, but you kind of pushed him to speak a little bit. And
this is the greatest sort of misconception people had. Can anyone think that Baba doesn't want to speak? Or many even thought Baba could not speak, and we made Baba speak? To any Brahman, does it look logical? No. Because from any situation, people draw different interpretation depending upon their own state. To me, what Baba is saying is, by not speaking, that you know Baba is a teacher, and Baba has completed the course which Baba wanted to give us. Further, Baba gave a revised course and then a realization course. And then even from subtle region, Baba has been giving us time to time so that we complete our study. After all, there is a limit to everything. And you know that in the worldly sense also, the students, they undergo a course, and then there is a time gap between completion of that study and the exam date. And that period is for students to prepare thoroughly. During that period, some students keep a tutor so that whatever is missing, they can take. So Baba, he comes now as a tutor. Course is complete, we are supposed to do. But still, if I want to ask something, for me or just on behalf of my others, I can ask. Baba will reply. Otherwise, from Baba's side, it is over. So, if you take that into mind, you will find Baba can speak. Because if Baba could speak to us, Baba could speak otherwise also. Not that Baba cannot speak. Baba is telling us, days are coming closer when this will be over. Very thoroughly everyone should see. Then Baba is saying, I have completed my teaching. I have done it 2-4 times. Now it is over. Now you are running through the preparation period, and that also is coming to end. So Baba said, are you prepared for the exam? Because when exam comes, then teacher cannot help, tutor cannot help. So Baba is beating us because we want Baba to come. In fact, Baba wants us to come, but because we want, and there are some new children also, so Baba comes. And Baba says, I give drishti. But Still, if you ask anything of Jnana like a PhD student asking primary questions, I will not answer. So then also Baba, whatever we asked, Baba gave candid replies, correct replies, but not more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Baba directed us to think of the golden age. Not think of Sangam Yuga, this, that, preparation, no. Think of your future.
Mm-hmm.
And Baba asked particularly, are you ready for the exam? This is the situation.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us then, give us a little information about what to expect tomorrow and how we might make best use of the time that we have in the meeting?
You see, I think we should not raise this question at all, because whatever is best in the drama will happen. If I raise an expectation and it is not fulfilled, I will be hurt. So best thing is for BKS not to do two things, desires and expectations. Desire is from within and expectation is from others. When we have thoroughly known the drama, how it works, Baba says, even if I know, Baba says, he will not tell. Otherwise the drama does not become natural. You see? So drama has to be natural. How it unfolds, we should enjoy that. You see? Some people are asking in Delhi, is Baba coming tomorrow? If he is not coming, I am cancelling my ticket. Actual instances. So I just feel they are like that. So Baba, do they want, where is Baba? Even if there is body of Dadi Gulzar, is that Baba? No. Baba can come any time, even in our own city, make me visualize. So what is the meaning of coming of Baba? Secondly, the more important thing is the family. Baba will go finally after some time. Who will remain? Family. So to get a chance every time to meet a bit of our family means I am creating in me the sanskaras of golden age. Whenever there is a double foreigner meeting, I never miss. They tell me, I say, I feel happy because I am meeting my family and our forms may change, but we will be there. Otherwise, how will I meet you and all these brothers, sisters, next time, and other people? So, even the vibrations of Madhuban, where only yoga has been done by our senior, everyone, thousands of people for so many years, its own vibrations are like a rose garden. Although the roses, physical roses are not visible. Yesterday, sister told me the topic was fruits of introversion. So now you have changed. But actually fruits we are enjoying. Fruits of at least Brahman family. So they will miss who think Baba is not coming, so I am cancelling my ticket. So Baba has own ways. Baba knows what to do to whom and when. So as per time we should be happy. Now the worldly news is, yesterday I was in Ahmedabad and I phoned Bombay asking for Dadi Gulzar's well-being. So they told me that 2 days back she had some upset in the body and she was in hospital. And again, my brother came here to tell me. I asked him that maybe all the brothers, sisters will ask me, you tell me the latest news. So he phoned and he has told me that for 2 more days, Dadi has to be in hospital. Some antibiotics are being given. And about Baba, they said, of course Dadi won't come here, but there is a possibility that Baba can speak on to us, what do you call it? Yeah, and even we can see Baba. It has happened once or twice, but that will be seen tomorrow as the situation is. So this is what you call stop news or what? Breaking news. So like
great
that.
Great news, yeah.
So this is it.
And also you just give us this sense of anticipation, what will happen, whereas before we just had expectation. This is going to happen. It's going to be just like last year. And now we have this anticipation that every moment of the drama actually is new and different.
Baba has already told us, nobody enjoys a drama if it is stuck up or if things are being repeated. Say, we are sitting in meditation. A song is being played. The song is meant to get rid of our other thoughts and take our mind towards Paramdham. Okay? Suddenly the song gets stuck up at the word yogi. Yogi, 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 yogi. Then what will happen? So from there, you will straight come and look where this is stuck up. Same thing is here. So, in fact, everything is changing. Even in the last Murli, Baba said, don't think, then Baba said, you may think, but don't get stuck up. Those were the words. It is not good to be stopped somewhere. Because when you are flying, you can slow or make, but if you get stuck up, like that it will be. So that is the idea. We should enjoy every scene of the drama. And Baba has said, once you are like an observer, like detached, and don't think, I am performer, I am so and so doing this and that, you can enjoy anything, any problem, any tragic scene, because you are observing. Even a movie actor, is performing different roles. A famous actor or all-rounder or hero actor is that who can perform any role. An actor can be a doctor, can also be a prisoner, can also be a porter. Okay? Now, the actor is performing, does he ever think, I am really a doctor or a prisoner or a porter? No. He is performing, and because he is not that, he is performing better than the real, he will look better than the real doctor. People pay money only for that reason. Now, if he starts thinking, I am not, then he may be performing an operation to kill a person or to make him well, whatever. But he is only performing. Supposing he loses his memory, that I am different, my house is there, I am a different person, and he thinks I am the real doctor. Then what will happen? A real doctor, if his son comes for an operation by him, his hand will shake. Me and my son. So there is a factor. So similarly, all these sorrows and this and that and good and bad, something happens, I became successful. I brought the President of United States to Madhupan. Very good. Achha. So, this thing Baba says, no. Play your part and don't bother for yes or no. If someone does not come, maybe it is in our interest. I will think my real brother should be Brahma Kumar. He may not be. And another person may be. So here it is like that. Trusteeship, detachment, and in fact we are only instrument. Individually I can do nothing, we are all instruments. So we should be thankful, Baba, this moment at 12:12 I am alive. And all of us are alive. At least we are in Sangam Yoga. We are enjoying and Baba is working on us to make us better. Mm. Astrologer told me in my young age I will live up to 60 years. In India they believe in astrology. So I have at least failed him. So this is Baba. And every Murli Baba says, if you are in yoga, I will give you life. My physical situation is if my hanky is here, I can't lift. But I can go anywhere. So it is Baba's grace. I remember Dadi Janki. If she can go, why I can't go? I am 20 years younger. So like that. Actually it is the soul. Every morning when I used to get up, I used to feel lazy. That I slept at 12 night, last night. It was 3 a.m. I must be tired. I will get up because I am practiced to get up. But after getting up, waking, I will think, yesterday I was working up to 12, so I must be tired. So this is the body consciousness which makes me tired. One moment you think, Baba has said, I am the master of my body. These are under me. You say, get up. You will find all the laziness will be gone. Like that.
Thank you for sharing such rich jewels with us. We will finish with a few minutes of yoga, and please do not leave after the yoga because there will be some important instructions for tomorrow coming right after Brij Mohan Bhai leaves the stage. And thank you for coming every single time the double foreigners are here. I don't remember any time I've ever come to Madhuban when you didn't give class.
So good. Now at least it is assured that after every 5,000 years, this day, this hour, it is fixed.
It's worth waiting for. Okay, some music please.